looking around the real estate market around here, one specific niche of the real estate market's really intriguing, and that is all the small businesses, and especially franchise outfits. You know, we were talking just the other day to Jim Johnson, who's the founder of Mr. Jim's, and he was talking about site location and how to pick out sites, you know, around the country as they're expanding. One of the people he should be talking to is the founder of Morrow Hill. It's a technology-driven company that's in commercial real estate and specifically looking for sites for small businesses expanding. And he joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
So yeah, so the idea is finding the precise location where you can drive traffic and still have a have reasonable overhead. How do you use the technology to do that?
Well, the way we go about analyzing sites today is vastly different even than it was just 4 or 5 years ago. I like to say it like this. We have technology oozing out of our pores and kind of think about it in a way of really looking at fact-based guidance, not opinion-based guidance. So not looking at something and saying, hey, my wife works out in the shopping center and it's really busy and she can never find a place to park, so you should go here, right? So throw that noise out the window. And we're really looking at leveraging technology, a very, very popular buzzword today. For those that leverage this technology is mobilitics, right? It's the tracking of mobile devices and looking at their behavior. How long do they dwell? Where do they dwell? What is their pattern? What is the road they took to get there? Leveraging things like social media. Where do they spend most time on social? Who do they follow?
Using you can Uber tell media. All that, really?
Yeah. We look at Uber Media, which is credit card data, and so we leverage all of that, and we take all of that in a way that someone can understand it, and then we weight the values of those data sets so someone can make a decision on where they're going to place a location.
So what sort of franchise brands are you working with?
All sorts of brands. So something new that was just announced just the other day is we've formed an exclusive partnership with Exponential Fitness, which is a leader in the fitness space with a whole number of brands underneath them. Club Pilates is a notable brand for them. The Stretch Lab is another one, and many others. And we represent all sorts of uses: children's education, fast casual restaurants, health and beauty space, fitness for children, Pickleball Kingdom. Pickleball, I know, is big, and so we represent them. Pickleball Kingdom is the leader of pickleball facilities around the country.
And we got one right around the corner, I think, too.
Aren't
we running out of defunct big box stores that could be converted into pickleball courts?
I don't think we're running out of them necessarily. Although the market is very tight, and it has been that way really since COVID, where we have a lack of opportunities. Nationally speaking, we hover around a 4% vacancy rate. So put that into perspective. That means there's a lot of properties that are not available. There's a whole host of reasons why we've arrived there. But there's certainly a feeding frenzy for what we call second generation spaces. So those are spaces that were formerly occupied by someone else. So those are very competitive. And if you took this same time in 2019, a site that met criteria for the particular brand that was in a high demographic area might have had maybe one or two letter of intent, so offers on them. And today, that same space might have 7 or 8 or 9 offers on that same space.
It's a great time to be sitting on that. You know, I would, during COVID, or actually coming out of COVID, it seemed like everybody was looking for, well, it depends on what the business you were in, but especially if you were serving food, you wanted to be in a strip center and you wanted to be on an end cap at the end so you could have a drive-through window. And all of a sudden, all that space was getting snapped up. Is that still popular?
Yeah, it is. It is. There's been a fundamental shift for kind of grab and go, and it's not just coffee that wants to drive through. There's a lot of different food uses who really gravitate towards that, and they've done a lot of testing, and their sales will show that they perform very well, and they have a higher AUV associated with being in a drive-through format. The issue, though, becomes certain municipalities have a max of how many drive-throughs they will allow within their municipality. Yeah. And you can't just recreate them. You no longer in some of those areas are able to add more, and so that then creates a waiting list.
I never cease being amazed by the ideas, the concepts that come up, and I know you office near Galleria, so I know you've seen it. But Dick's Sporting Goods has a big store right north of Galleria, and they just took over the old Bed Bath & Beyond space and have been converting it into some sort of Dick's experience with wall climbing and golf and bowling or horse riding. I don't know what all is going to go on in there, but it really is intriguing use of the space. And I think they're going to keep the old Dick's at the same time.
Yes, it's really interesting. That's a new concept for them, and experience related retail offerings are performing very well. And there's a high demand for them. And so when I hear the word retail is dead and you can get a good deal, it couldn't be further from the truth. It's extremely competitive. Those soft retailers that you've seen go out, I won't name any names, but some of these retailers that you've seen shutter their stores, they're being quickly backfilled by uses like we've just talked about.
You know, and everybody seems to want to be like Top Golf or something. We've had a lot of people on who've got restaurants where you can also play baseball, or restaurants where you can also play basketball, or, well, we know about Dave and Buster's, but that concept seems to be growing.
I say this a lot, but if you're a Seinfeld fan, in the opening monologue of Seinfeld, he has a kind of a description of saying, "Hey, you know, we need to get out. We're going to be late. We got to try to find parking, and then once we're out, we need to get back. We're going to be late. We need to get to bed, right? There's going to be traffic." My point of this is that humans we're innately pre-wired to engage in these experiences, and so having these environments that allow society to go out and enjoy and be away from their home are really, really thriving. Indoor golf simulators are on fire right now. They are opening up in the droves. In every shopping center, you're going to see a golf simulator business, and some of them are 24/7 businesses. So you actually get access on your own, and they're unmanned facilities.
Well, maybe you just answered the question I was going to ask you, because you see these things long before we do. You know, the concepts. What is the next big thing? Is that it? Something like golf or this whole experience?
Yeah, I think, the technology, like Full Swing, TrackMan it's been around a while. Full Swing is the newer technology. Full Swing, just for example, is the group that is behind the indoor golf league that you've seen. So that Tiger Woods and the others are in. And so I think you're going to see more of that, but I think you're going to see that then branch into baseball and ice hockey. And football and some of those other areas.
And, you know, in Deep Ellum, you can surf and have dinner.
That's right. For years, you could surf at Willowbend Mall. So they were one of the very first adopters of some experience-related offerings inside of a mall. And now they've kind of converted themselves to more of the malls of the future, as we call it.
Yeah, it's fascinating business. I think you're going to be in business for a long time because they keep coming up. You know, there's an enormous attrition of small businesses, and labor costs are going up and everything else, but they keep coming back, don't they?
They do. They really do.
All right. Jonathan Hill is the co-founder of Morrow Hill and our guest today. It's good to have you with us. Thank you.
It's been great to spend time with you. I could talk retail for hours.
Well, and we'll be back. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.